prayer and, well, I call it dual role now, the story. When I make entries here, just look at them when you write the story, mister. So here we have this happy heart thing, continuation of that. That you can have this person there, a character who is really struggling hard to become healthy and all that, happy, and is looking a bit envious at others who seem to just be happy, although not having maybe much money or anything, and kind of a little bit in denial of that fact, because he or she has learned so much about practices and about therapies and this and that, techniques for this or that, and health herbs and all that, right? And training and doing this and that, very good, but still is not happy. And then one day asking this other person who's not doing any of those things really, just taking walks now and then, and seem to be both healthy and happy. How do you do it? What's your trick? But or something like that. But then realizing, and we are realizing, that this person there was kind of engaging so much in all of those ways to try to become healthy and happy. And at the same time, kind of avoiding the inner side. The pain there, the memory there, the this and the that. The anxiety there, the meaninglessness feeling there, the emptiness there. All of those things which do develop when you are following a materialistic paradigm of life. Because such a life is, per definition, meaningless, if it is strict materialist. So we can show something there, how that person realizes that, oops, I missed this part and the most important part here. And we may in the story first show it so that all of we can see that, but he or she doesn't, and then we go, oh, something like that.